Welcome, Brunswick Junior High. My name is Dr. David Neves, and I'll be giving you some comments today on your performance, hopefully to help you reach the next level of excellence. And we're about to hear first of the fair. Good-looking group. I see great posture. Good attention to the conductor. Tempo is nice and solid. We've locked it in. A little hesitant in the first few measures. I like that little crescendo you just did. Students are paying good attention to the detail of the right pitches, the right notes. Rhythms are generally very solid. I would strive for more separation on the eighth notes. I want to applaud the woodwinds and the pickups to 29. Good tone quality. Now, you want to exaggerate that dynamic change that was just took place before 37. Just lost a little precision there, about measure 50. Other than that, students have a good command of their parts. All right, so that swell took place in the low winds. Everybody has to take responsibility for doing that swell. Yep. So the crescendo 41, 42, 43, 44 can be much more effective. Maybe think about increasing the intensity. Now we're into the trio, and as with any march, the trio has to be the softest moment in the piece up until this point. And you're at about a mezzo forte, I would say, maybe a mezzo piano. So how softly can you play? And then once you've got the level down, then you want to add intensity to it. So if you think about playing softly, and then don't lose energy. So 86, this is usually what we call the break strain. Now, in contrast to the trio, this is usually right up there with the opening as far as being very fortissimo, extremely accented. So work this break strain so that the accents are much stronger. And the opening to the break strain is much more dramatic, with lots and lots of confidence. Trombones are doing a nice job right here with those legatos. Nice musical effect right there before 122. Now, one other thing I'm starting to notice is phrasing. A lot of the students, a lot of the band seems to be taking a breath every four measures. And usually that's what you do. But in a 2-4 march, some of these phrases need to go 8 measures. So, for example, at 122, dee-do-do-dee-do, go on. Don't breathe right there. So technically, everything's been played pretty well. I think you know the measures that still need some work. 3 before 102, right, 99. That needs a lot more precision. So what you need to do is slow it down, grab that metronome, and practice it at a tempo that you can be perfect at. And then once you're comfortable at that perfect tempo, gradually increase the tempo. Good job. Good job on the stinger. I really like the fact that you froze for a moment after you played to let the sound finish in the hall. So that was very effectively done. So overall, the march was well played. You need to strive for much more dynamic contrast, and you need to strive for much more precision on the staccatos or the tongued notes in a march. Much more precision on tonguing. Pitches are generally very good. Students have good command of their instruments. People are listening. So overall, a good performance. Now we're moving on to two beautiful full words. All right, the opening was pretty nicely done. There was some nice shaping going on in second and third measure. We lost a little bit in measure five, the clarinet answer with the clarinet and French horn. So bring that out of the mix. Whenever you have a moving part and other people are sustaining, make sure the moving part is brought out, as you just did right there. All right, so trombones at 25. Okay, make sure you're listening more carefully. And make sure you can clearly hear the melody being played in the clarinets. Very musical ritardando and crescendo. Bravo. Wonderful musical moment going into 33. Careful of release on these slow, quiet pieces. How you end a note or a phrase is as important. Listen, listen, listen. Okay. Very nice. Very nice, sensitive cutoff, very sensitive ending. Be careful, flutes, that you sustain that B-flat with lots of air support so it doesn't go out of pitch as you try to play softer. I really appreciated the shape in the clarinets, three from the end, followed by the shape in the flutes. As I was saying earlier, make sure the release of notes in the middle of the phrase is just as carefully done as the beginnings of notes. And then finally, as similar to the march, think about your phrases. Think about the length of the phrase and make sure the group is unanimous in deciding where we're going to breathe, where we're going to shape each phrase. So even though a phrase doesn't have a crescendo or decrescendo mark on it, it has to always go somewhere and come from someplace, if you'll see what I mean. Okay, moving right on to the images of Ireland. Okay, so the opening of this piece, I see accents all over the place as compared to 9. So make the accents more bell tone-like. That'll make it sound even more joyful. Your time is good. Your rhythm is good. Pitches are all good. So we're just talking style now. So make the opening more. Bum, bum, bim, bum, 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 bum. Oop, be careful of that pitch. Okay, the accompaniment figure 29 and so on is being played pretty well by the clarinets. Really make sure you balance that boobadee. Boobadi, 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 and hold the half note all the way into the phrase. On the melody, make certain you're shaping and phrasing again together. It's a pretty long phrase, but with a group this size and staggered breathing, you should be able to play that as one long phrase. I'm speaking specifically of da di da di do do da di 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 do 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 do. If you keep that phrase going throughout that entire length, boy, you'll have some magical moments. Okay, it's 72. Now, see, right there, from 73 to 74, there was a slight break in intensity. You want to, again, keep the air moving through the phrase. Do, do, do. keep the air going through the phrase. Nice crescendo going into 80. Okay, we lost percussion 2 here. Oh, maybe we... Good job. Everyone holding on to their part, that's not easy, especially our second trombone. Good job. Well, that's impressive. Intonation is good at this point. People are listening. Okay, so another one of those spots. Da da dee da. Bravo, flute solo. Okay, good job, clarinets. Watch out for the rhythm in bar 112. Sounded like the eighth notes weren't straight at that point in time. Perhaps you changed it on purpose. Snare drummer's doing a nice job. Okay, so saxophones are 126. Think bagpipes. That's the effect he's trying to get. So as we go through this section, we're adding layers upon layers. And each layer we add to the excitement, but we don't lose the clarity. So we don't lose hearing of the bagpipe sound that the saxophone started. Okay, good job, good strong ending. What I would make sure we do at the end is ti-ta-ta-ta-ta-tum-pum-pum. Make sure those last two notes are articulated with the accent so they sound different than the first quarter note. Bim-pum-pa-da-pa-pa-pum-pum-pum. And that'll bring out that energy at the end with that lift. This is a very good, good, solid middle school band. So many good things going on. I think overall, you're on your way to turning into an excellent ensemble. Parts are being played well. Students are showing good discipline on stage, good attention to a lot of detail. We want to strive for some more differences in the articulations at times, more shaping of phrases, more dynamic contrast, especially on pieces such as the March. We have that big opening in the Ferris of the Fair. Your literature you chose was very appropriate for this age group. I heard a lot of good playing in the inner parts, especially low brass, low trombones. Nice flute soloist. Very impressed with the level of attention to detail I see the students even as they enter and exit the stage. So this is a serious group that deserves a lot of accolades and is definitely moving into some great directions musically. I hope these comments are helpful to you. I hope to hear you again in the future as you continue this journey into this wonderful world of band music. You have a lot going for you, so please keep it up. Thank you.